I'm Ed Donoghue with an AP News Minute. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer secured a temporary break within his own party after fallout from the Jeffrey Epstein files threatened his leadership. It was all over the appointment of Peter Mandelson as the British ambassador to the U.S. The AP's Jill Lawless is in London.
Keir Starmer didn't know Jeffrey Epstein, has no ties whatsoever to him, and is not implicated in his crimes. But recent revelations in the Epstein files have brought out new details about the extent of Mandelson's relationship with him, and in turn that is just set off a firestorm of anger and dismay in British politics, especially within the governing Labour Party. People just can't believe that Keir Starmer made the error of giving Mandelson this job, knowing everything we know now about him and Epstein.
Energy Secretary Ed Miliband says Labour leaders looked over the precipice and they didn't like what they saw. They're supporting Starmer, but he added two words, for now. Starmer has apologized for the Mandelson appointment. I'm Ed Donoghue.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.